Episode 3055, Look and Feel Good.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I want you to feel good. In fact, I want you to look and feel good. It's the end of the month, a start of a new one. Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Well, take a deep breath. We are going to have an extraordinary ride today because you matter. Your health matters. And it's very interesting. I was listening to the news. I don't know where I got it from. You know, things come into my feed. And I believe it was New York City. Maybe it wasn't New York, but I think it was New York City that was talking about, you know, no discrimination against people who are overweight. Now, I am not one who says I'm not overweight because I know I am. I'm being honest with you. But it's interesting how we begin to make excuses for our bodies. But when we do that, we're not also helping ourselves get our goals, because I don't think most of us sit back and say, well, I want to look this way. This is how I want to be. So I'm going to act a certain way. I'm going to eat a certain way so I can be this. Now, what I'm talking about is in the negative, okay? Whether it's overweight, whether it's, you know, you're an extra 150, 200 pounds, wherever you are on the extreme, you could take it to the extreme of saying, I want to be all muscle. I want to have like, you know, ripped abs that are like a washboard. When I say a washboard, like literally a washboard. You want to be the Arnold Schwarzenegger that comes out all the time and you're always buff and big, right? You know, we have this mentality that can strangle our own heart. Think about that for a moment. Are you ready to make a change and transform your body? Embarking on a fitness journey can be both exhilarating and daunting. No matter where you are in the journey, you get to look and feel good. It's essential to remember when we're talking about our bodies, because I want you to be honest, but I also want you to be kind, that when you are feeling good in your own body, it comes from a mindset. It's not just about the reflection you see in a mirror. A positive mental attitude gives you the strength to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals. As you are well aware, I'm sure, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And whether we want to admit it or not, we very rarely look at our own mental health when it comes to body image. We don't talk about it. We want to, you know, just kind of put it in the closet. We don't like the way we look. We don't like our reflection. We come up with excuses. Oh, I'm postmenopause. Oh, I'm just coming off having a baby. Oh, I've done this. I know I've had all of them. Every single one of them I've used. Guilty. I am so guilty. But we're also guilty because we are not treating ourselves the way we need to treat ourselves so we can make the change that needs to happen. We can get so locked into what the world says who we need to look like that we forget what we look like. Don't let altered and touched up photography become your body standard. Everybody's highlight reels. Wow. Are they just like awesome? There's a filter over everything. I was talking to this beautiful woman and she said, you know what? She goes, I do cartoons with my pictures because, well, I don't really like the way I look. And I thought, that's a good escape. But is it the right one? Don't let altered and touched up photography become your body standard. You, my friend, deserve to be treated with kindness and compassion. And whether or not you want to lose weight, you want to gain muscle, you want to, I mean, just really want to just kind of beef it up a little bit, maybe actually you're too thin and you're concerned that you're losing muscle. And so you need to gain that muscle and you need to gain a little bit of weight. We all struggle when it comes to our bodies. We do, in all different forms and fashions. So as you begin the process of transforming your body, keep in mind that it's important to stay committed to your goals, even when things get tough. But you got to do it the right way. Getting the body you want takes work and it is worth it in the end. So don't give up. Christian Larson says this, believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. My friend, keep moving forward. Keep the fight. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Keep moving forward. Keep the fight. You've got what it takes to live in the dream world that you want when it comes to your body. And I say the dream world because until you achieve it, it's a dream. Right? It is. So what can you do to get there? What can you do to say, you know what? I can keep moving forward. I got this. But what does it look like along the way? Because if you're in transition and you haven't experienced a transformation, that transition is hard. It is a hard place to be. And that's where you can flounder, right? We just came off of a holiday weekend. And I'm sure you were tempted with lots of things. Maybe you were able to stay on track. Maybe you said, oh, this is a piece of cake. Not literally, but figuratively. And so your focus was, I got this. I'm all in. I'm committed. But then all of a sudden, your favorite brownies or your favorite savory food appears. And you're like, oh, I can't do it. You walk away. And you come back. Oh, I can't do it. You walk away. Third time's a charm. You come back. Oh, there's just a little bit there. And so you go in for the deep dive and it's all yours. Yum, yum, chew, chew, swallow, swallow. Woo, woo. You did it. You broke the all-in effect. We all struggle with it. We all have problems and we don't know how to get over that fight. I know I've been in the battle for years. And some of it is just because my body is just so well messed up. It is. We could be here for hours. I've shared before odds and ends. And if you followed me for a long time, you know, right? Because I leave it all out on the table. I was pregnant or nursing for 10 years. That puts a toll on your body. And when I was nursing, I know, guys, if you're listening, just close your ears here. It's not any big deal, but you'll probably be like, what? When I would pump for my children, because I was nursing them, I would pump 16 to 18 ounces in one sitting. Yeah, call me a cow. But you see, every single time I looked in the mirror, what do you think I thought about? You're a cow, moo, moo. And then after I was done having children, we didn't plan any of ours. They were just blessed surprises along the way. I mean, God gave them to us each individually. We weren't trying not to. It happened. And so finally, when we said, okay, that's it. You know, my quiver's full. We're done. We're moving forward with no more children in the toaster oven. Then I began to look at my body. And I was like, what am I going to do? So I tried everything. Oh, I did those TV great things, you know, that, oh, you can lose 10 pounds in a month. You got this. Drink these shakes. The food ships right to you. You know which one I'm talking about. No, they're not a sponsor here. But I lost a few pounds, 20, 30 pounds. It was great. But then guess what? I gained it back. Because you see, my body has an issue, lots of issues. I don't have a full factor. I don't ever feel full. Seriously, I've tried everything. I've reset my gut. I've done, oh my goodness, so many things that you'd probably be like, this is really gross, Christiane. Really? Yeah, I have. I've done testing. I've had all of my hormones tested, my thyroid. I mean, you name it, I have been through it. But you see, there's also a history in my family. My mom, her brothers, which are my uncles, my grandmother, my great-grandmother. I'm not sure about my great-great, but I'm sure there was probably something down that line too. I have a problem, and the problem is I have one of the biggest problems. It's just all out of whack. No matter if you were to put a scale on me, not the scale that you weigh yourself on, but you know how you have the check engine lights? Yeah, mine would be going, boop, boop, boop. It'd have all these noises going off. And it'd be like, you are just a messed up girl. So how do you think I feel when I look in the mirror? Wow, you're just a messed up cow. Ooh, did you see how I changed that? In order to keep moving forward, to keep the fight, you've got to be able to look and feel good right where you are through the transition into the transformation. And that is one tough cookie to move. It's hard. kind of laughing at myself right now because I have all these references to food and we're talking about healthy lifestyle. Okay, well, that will be a funny and probably will end up in the bloopers, but let's get on with this because I've got five things I want to talk to you about when it comes to really your body image, what you can do when you're in transition to get you to transformation. It's so important. Number one, you've got to set realistic goals. Begin by setting achievable goals. Don't say you want to lose 60 pounds in 1 month. It's not going to happen. I love you so much to tell you that. It's not going to happen. So don't pretend it will. So you need to set maybe a weekly goal. Maybe you need to set just a daily goal and stay away from the number on the scale. But you got to start by setting an achievable goal. If you expect to see dramatic results overnight, you're going to set yourself up for failure. Keep your expectations in check. Be patient with your process. Because otherwise, you're going to get frustrated. And guess what? Ah, I'll start again Monday. And what day is today? It's Wednesday. Woohoo, another party. And what happens? It happens every other week. No wonder you're on this vicious cycle. So set realistic goals for where you are. Maybe it's literally just to drink water. Maybe it's literally just to have more vegetables. Maybe it's to say, you know what? I'm going to have one protein shake a day. One. And then I'm going to eat like I have normally eaten. And then next week you add the next thing. And you say, okay, well, I've got one protein shake. So really I want to do two. And I want to have a healthy meal in between those. So I want to do a shake in the morning. I want a healthy meal in the afternoon. And then I want a shake at night. Well, then you start on that bandwagon. Set realistic goals. Don't try to do the all-in effect and have it blow up in your face. Number two, celebrate your progress. Don't forget to celebrate what matters right now. And that's the little things. No matter how small, every step toward your goal is worth celebrating and it's going to keep you motivated. You're going to be like, yes, I got this. So if you have that one protein shake tomorrow, then guess what? Celebrate it. Yes, you did this. Get up the next morning. Okay, I got this. I did it yesterday. I can do it today. We got this. Be a little cheerleader and say, woohoo, I look and feel good. I got my second one in for the week. Next day, I did it 2 days before. I'm going to do it again. Nailed it. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. If you need to start exercising, just start walking. Just walk. And if there's rain outside, then walk in your house. Do laps up and down the stairs. Circle your coffee table. Whatever you need to do, get moving. No more excuses. Number three, track your progress. Now, this is an interesting one because a lot of us rely on technology. I'm here to tell you, stop it. I know I'm going against the grain here. I want you to track your progress the old-fashioned way. I want you to feel it and I want you to write it. You heard me. I want you to feel it and I want you to write it. Because when you track your progress, that's going to also keep you motivated, right? Because you're going to see what's happening. And when you track your progress, let's go back to our shakes, right? You start with one shake. All you need to do is have a piece of paper. And if you want, X marks the spot. Yes, one protein down. Next day, X marks the spot. Woohoo! Next one, X marks the spot. Then you add in water. Oh, you got double X's. You got triple X's. And you're like, this is awesome. When you look at a piece of paper, you can see your progress visually. That has incredible impact on your mental well-being. If you look at a watch that says, you tracked 8,900 steps today, that's great, woohoo. You look and feel good right now. But what happens 2 days from now, and for whatever reason, you can't see the whole week. It drives me crazy. I want to see the whole picture. I don't want to see the bite size. So track your progress the old-fashioned way. I want you to feel it, and I want you to write it. Now, on the feel it part, when you are eating something, and all of a sudden it's like, man, I don't feel too good, make a note of that. Maybe you ate something, you're like, wow, I got some great energy. Maybe you had some strawberries and blueberries. And the next thing you know, you're recording a podcast or you're doing a reel and you're like, wow, I have never been on point. What did I do differently? That's right. I drank water and I had some strawberries and blueberries this morning. They were fresh. Okay, make note of that. Then guess what? Experiment the next day. You get up, drink more water, have some blueberries and strawberries. How did you feel? Wow, I feel even better. Then you know that has a positive effect on your body. Instead of, oh, I got up and I had some oatmeal and then I had some sprinkles of granola on it. Yeah, that's fine for some people. But man, I just don't feel good. I just feel like I want to go take a nap. That's a red flag. Track your progress. You want to be able to see it. Why? So you can believe it. When you can't see everything in front of you, it's hard to imagine what might come next. You can't plan. You can't prepare. So what happens? You fail. And then what? You're back to where you started again. Oh, wait till Monday. Number four, get the support you need. So important. Surround yourself with supportive and encouraging individuals. They're going to cheer you on. You need to leave your negative Nellies behind. Do not have anybody coming out around you. Don't share your goals with anybody unless if they are going to cheer you on in the good, the bad, and the ugly. Also, find a workout buddy. And if you're like, oh, I really don't want to work out with anybody. I work out at home. That's fine. Find somebody online that you can trust, a good friend. And you can set up messaging back and forth and say, hey, this is my accountability today. I put in my 5,000 steps and I did my strength training. Woohoo. Okay. But you've got to get the support you need. You know what you need. You do. So don't ignore it. Make it happen. Right? If you are one who says, you know what, I do better in a group setting, then go find a group to hang out with to do what you need to do. Don't feel bad if you're spending money on something that is going to do something for your body long term, right? Your health. Your health is your wealth. And if you don't take care of you, no one will. So get that support. And finally, prioritize self-care. As much as we talk about it, do we really do it? We don't. Maybe that self-care is just kind of hanging out. Well, you know, yesterday, there were some crazy things that have been happening in the last few weeks. I've been traveling and just the kids and graduations and white coat ceremony. And I mean, one thing after another, all great, but a very, 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 very full schedule. And so for the first time, I sat down at about 1:30 in the afternoon and I took a deep breath and I took a nap. Yep, I took a nap in the middle of the day. And I woke up about an hour and a half later and I was like, wow, I did not know that I needed that. And I was in a deep, deep sleep. I could have been doing a lot of other things for that hour and a half. But you know what? My body needed rest. And so I gifted the rest to my body. Are you willing to take care of yourself? Are you willing to say, you know what? Right now, I got to slow down. As much as I want to do this with you, I got to say no. I'm sorry. And even that, don't even apologize. You have got to take care of you because if you don't, no one will. And then you won't be able to say yes. You'll have no choice but to say no. Think about that for a moment. We always think we have to be the heroes for everybody else. When are you willing to be the hero for yourself? Take care of you. Also, don't forget your R&R, reading and redirection. Sometimes a detour can be the best turn you will take. As you know, there's going to be bumps on the road in your journey to this transformation. The transition is tough. The key is, though, to stay consistent, to stay committed, and to keep fighting for what you know you will achieve. And remember this, too. Own your choices or someone else will. You get to choose the body you live in. Think about that for a minute. You get to choose the body you live in. So make some wise choices today. Stay motivated and remember that a year from now, you may wish you had started today. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.